Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting. It's the first meeting of this new board. We are a little tardy. There were some delays, but we are ready, willing, and able to work. As I always ask, I was a chair of the audit committee, and I usually appeal to people, those of you who are listening, to please support us financially, and whatever in-kind services you can give us, we will greatly appreciate by volunteering in our tally rooms. We greatly need your help. Thank you. I am the convener of the personnel committee, and I have asked Teresa Allen to please do the roll call for us.
Well, I
am the secretary until I have a new secretary, but I can't do both, convene and be the secretary. So, Teresa, could you kindly call the roll?
I cannot tell a lie. I do not. I'm looking for your email with the roll on it, and I do not see it.
Okay, but I'll do it. Okay, I'll do it. Teresa Allen?
I'm here.
Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Ifeah Wangaza? Ifeah? Okay, I'll come back to you. Maybe she's muted. Ifeah, that was you?
Yes, Ifeah is present.
Okay. Marcel?
Here.
Okay. And I, Nia Bediaco. Okay, we have 5 out of 6. We have quorum. I sent out a suggested agenda, and I'll read it for the people who are listening on the stream. And we just completed the first item on the agenda, which is to call to order in roll call, 1 minute. Number 2, approval of agenda, 5 minutes. 3, personal introductions, 10 minutes. 4, election of pro tem chair and secretary, 5 minutes. Could someone please mute? Please mute. Okay. Found that idea. Number 5, description of committee, 5 minutes. 6, discussion of committee work plan / goals, including status of station management, 20 minutes. 7, set regular meeting date, 20 minutes. 8, nomination of permanent chair and secretary, 10 minutes. 9, review action items, 5 minutes. 10, adjourn. Is there any problem with us using this agenda?
Madam Chair? This is
yes,
Teresa.
Teresa.
I want you to know
Selena.
That I have the agenda, and I'm taking minutes. And I found the roster also.
Okay. Thanks very much, Teresa. Okay. Is this draft agenda acceptable to everyone on the call? Okay. Not hearing any objection. Thank you very much. Next we go to, so that's the approval of the agenda. The third item is personal introductions. So we'll take them in alphabetical order. First, we'll start with Teresa Allen. Just say what signal area you're from and whatever else you'd like for the public to know about you.
Well, my name is Teresa Allen. I live in Spring, Texas, and I have been a member of the Pacifica National Board for a number of years and came off and have recently come back on. And I have served on this committee, I guess about 6 or 7 years ago. And I also am on the MSRC committee at KPFT in Houston, Texas, which is the Management Selection and Review Committee. I do not have any other personnel or HR experience.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Next in the alphabet is I, but I will go after Lydia Brazon.
Yes, I'm from KPFK, and I have served on, I think this is like the third time that I've served on the Pacifica National Board. I was on the interim Pacifica National Board, Teresa, in fact, and I seem to have served on some of the same National Board years, and I was also chair of the Personnel Committee in one of the previous times that I was on the PMB.
Okay, thank you, Lydia. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, and separate from that, I'm also the executive director of the Humanitarian Law Project.
Okay, thank you. Next is Athea. Athea, you're next. Athea, she might be stuck on mute. Tampa, I want to get you off also, Athea. Okay, we'll come back to Athea. Next is Marcel Reed.
Okay, my name is Marcel Reed. I served on the Personnel Committee last year and on the Mass Committee. I'm from WPFW. I've worked at in personnel for a few years, specifically in employment offices throughout the country, and as a recruiter in Washington. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Athea, are you back? Athea? Okay. I don't hear her. Well, my name is Nia Bediako. I have been on the Pacifica National Board since 2008. I've served in the capacity of chair for the Audit Committee from 2007 to last year, and it was a good run for me. Professionally, I have my experiences in banking and finance, and I did not complete my master's in human resources. Life got in the way, could not complete that. But that's my experience in human resources management. And that's it. Athea, are you back?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me. This is my second time on the Personnel Committee, having served last year. And I'm the founding director of the Malcolm X Center for Self-Determination and the WMXTLP radio station.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Well, I'm not rushing you. Are you done?
No, that's fine.
Okay. And I forgot to say that I was on the Personnel Committee last year, and I was also the secretary of the Personnel Committee. I forgot to mention that. Okay. Now, number four, election of pro tem chair and secretary. So first I'll accept nomination for pro tem chair. Hello?
I nominate Mia.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Is any other nomination? Okay. Going once, twice, thrice. Okay. Thank you very much. Now we have nomination for Secretary Pro Tem.
I nominate Athea.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay, Athea declines. I'd like to nominate very sheepishly Teresa Allen. Teresa, do you accept?
Well, I just don't want to be a bottleneck. I do intend to continue if needed as Secretary of Affiliates. And if there's anyone else here that would like to serve, I would prefer that you put your hat in the ring. Because some of you could probably do this with your hands tied behind your back.
Okay. Is that a yes or a no, Teresa?
I will say yes only if no one else will do it. So think, look deep into your soul, everyone.
Okay. Well, the meetings are streamed. And they're archived, Teresa. I can send you a sample of my minutes that I did last year, so that you have a good. But you were the secretary. I have
actually,
all kinds
this is
of that.
Just pro tem. This isn't the real thing. This is just for the meeting.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I'll say yes to pro tem.
Yeah. Thanks for straightening me out. Okay. All righty. The next item is description of committee. And this, oh boy, I have 5 minutes here. I think that's going to take a little longer time. If you would indulge me for a second, I looked through the bylaws again, and there is no description of the personnel committee. And what I'd like to do is, I'm sorry, my landline is ringing. What I'd like to do is to come up with a description for the personnel committee and also get it added to the bylaws. So I know Lydia was around during the drafting of the bylaws. If she could assist me in that, that would be great. I don't know about you, Teresa, if you were around then, but I'm going to ask Lydia to give me what the description of the personnel committee should be, and we can't work that all out tonight. And
This is Lydia.
Just 1 second, Lydia. And I like to do in working groups. So if we have like a working group to just iron this out, we won't be able to do it all tonight. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, in 2006, and Teresa was the secretary actually then, there was a motion that defined the personnel committee. And so we might table this until we dig that out and see if that's still the prevailing motion.
Okay. I think I have that. We got that from you when Jack Van Aken was chair. I have that. So what I'd like to suggest at this time, if anybody wants to volunteer, we could do this in a little working group among ourselves. And
I'm happy to join in. This is Lydia.
Okay, great. Lydia, any other volunteers? Okay, so it's Lydia and Nia to work on a description. Okay, great. The next item is the discussion of committee work plan and the goals, including status of station management. Who would like to start with what they think that this committee's work plan should be?
I would like, this is Lucia, I'd like to suggest that the effort that we began last year with developing the organizational flow chart be completed, be on and to the top of this year's agenda so we can complete that.
You faded away a little bit there, Afia. I didn't hear the last part. I heard continue with the work on the float, on the org chart, and
the organizational flow chart mm-hmm. of responsibility that we put it towards the top of the agenda to make sure we get it finished this year.
Okay. And okay, I thought you added something else to that. Anybody else would like to add anything?
Madam Chair, that was organizational
chart
and what else?
I think that was all she said.
Okay.
That we finished the work with that. Before I speak, is anybody else who wants to add anything to this? What we need to do is to also create/modify the ED and CFO job descriptions. That was another thing that we did not finish last year, if my memory serves me correctly. And
streamlining of the processes for hiring within the organization. Okay? So those are three pretty lofty things.
Hello, this is Andrea.
Oh, we have a full complement. I love it. All women. That's wonderful. Welcome, Andrea.
Okay.
So those are three things that we need to work on. And that's going to take a little while. So maybe we should do a couple of work groups.
This is Teresa.
So
Lydia, I'd like to add something to that.
Sure. Go ahead.
I asked the executive director whether we had a policy on fraternization.
And fraternization, you're saying, Teresa?
Fraternization.
Really?
Yes, and whether we had a policy to handle disputes, and this would be like disputes between staff members or disputes between staff and board members or staff and volunteers. And she said that she was developing those. I would like to ask the executive director to show those to us, if possible.
Well, that would be in the code of conduct, correct?
I think these are specific.
They're policies.
Policies.
That she's working on.
Yeah.
So she needs to show it to us.
Okay. We'll just we'll take one person at a time. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Not a problem. Would you like to add something to that, Andre? Where we are in the agenda, we are at item 6. We were discussing the committee work plan, and now we're talking about our goals. We're doing the work plan for the committee. So I'll just tell you quickly. So far, we would like to refine the org chart process that we had last year. Lydia and I are going to be on that. The org chart process, which we started, that we never finished. But we're going to create and modify the ED/CFO job descriptions and streamline the processes for hiring in general within the organization. And Teresa just added to, I guess, create a fraternization policy.
Handling of fraternization and conflicts, and conflicts within the organization.
Okay. Well, you go into to recap the action items. Teresa says, as long as you have it straighter than I do, then I am fine with that.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything?
Yeah, I'd like to add on to this. The hiring, the process for hiring GMs and interim GMs.
That was number 3, Andrea. We have that.
Okay. You had that?
Yes.
Because we really need to review that process when the local station board is not included in the process.
Okay. So when we get to that, we'll do that. The other thing that Ross Wisdom, the auditor, mentioned was having an evaluation of the board itself. So I would like for us to come up with an evaluation tool for the board. That was part of what he suggested. So far we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items. And we don't want to bite off more than we can chew, because whatever we decide that we're going to work on, we should really try to get them completed. So I think for now, that is enough. And what we need to do is to decide who is going to work on what. Lydia and I are going to work on the description for the committee to try to get that in the bylaws. Who would like to work on creating/modifying the ED and CFO job description? note takers?
I'm a little bit confused.
Okay.
You said there were six things.
Yeah, I think.
One was continue the work on the organizational flowchart.
Right.
Number two was review and modify the ED and CFO job descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Number three was streamline the process for hiring in the organization.
Uh-huh.
Number four was review policies on handling fraternization and conflicts.
Uh-huh.
And what was...
Okay. Well, the description of the personnel committee, that was number one.
Oh, okay.
And then coming up with an evaluation tool for the Pacifica National Board based on the auditor's recommendation.
Oh, okay. Audit tool is number five then.
Right.
Number six. Okay.
Okay. So.
Did you say something about the org chart?
Yes.
I'd
like to work on that.
Okay. So that's Andrea. Would you like to work on that too, Afia?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Working on the org chart. Would you like to work on that with Andrea? Okay.
Yes, I will.
Okay, that's Andrea and
Afia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Andrea and Afia. Now, how about the streamlining of the hiring processes, period. I'd like to volunteer for that. Who would like to keep me company on that? Marcel?
The hiring process for
what? Just the hiring processes in general. GMs, PDs, I think we should try, well, we could do the GMs and PDs first, but let's attempt interims, just management. Hiring process for management. How about that?
Okay.
So I would like to volunteer. Marcel, would you like to keep me company on that?
Sure.
Okay.
Ania, is there anything on there about, because we always have problems with this, and that's with volunteers? Like defining their roles and standards and that kind of thing? Is there anything like that?
That could come into the general hiring. Okay, so Marcel and I could keep that in mind, including volunteers.
Yeah, could I just be peripheral in that with you guys then?
Okay.
Yeah, because I do volunteer coordination, and it's really a mess. There's
okay.
No policies, there's no procedures, there's nothing. The system.
Who is that speaking?
Andrea Turner.
You know, Andrea, on the grassroots radio conference listserv, I see various affiliates asking these questions and getting responses saying, you know, how do you handle volunteer recruiting? How do you handle,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know. Are you on that listserv?
No, I'm not. But I think we do need to have to look at this whole volunteer picture for the network. Yeah.
Okay. So what we'll do when we work in our individual groups, we're going to send the work to the rest of the committee, and then, you know, we can add, subtract, and do whatever else, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Teresa's little baby here, reviewing the fraternization policy. So, Teresa, you want to be on that?
Yes, I will.
Okay. And does anybody want to keep Teresa company on that? Okay. So... Okay. Oh, that's it. She's a woman. Hear her roar. Okay. The next is the PNB evaluation. Who would like to do that? I would like to do that. Coming up with the evaluation tool. Ms. Brazon, Lydia, would you like to keep me company on this?
Okay. Hold on. Turning left. Okay, what was the question? Which is the committee, PNB evaluation?
Yes, Creating a PNB evaluation document. The auditor said that we should have an evaluation tool for the board. How are we functioning as a board?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, Teresa, would you like to recap?
All right. The description of the committee is Lydia Brazon and Nia Bidiako. Just bear with me 1 minute here. E-I-A-K-O. All right. The continuing the work on the organizational flowcharts is Andrea Turner and Afia Wangaza. Review and modify the ED and CFO job descriptions. Ooh, why do I not have anyone for that?
I missed that.
That was Nia Marcel.
Yania and Marcel, right.
Okay. Streamline the process for hiring management volunteers was, correct me if I'm wrong, Nia, Marcel, and Andrea Turner.
That is correct, yeah.
Review policies on handling fraternization conflicts, Teresa Allen. Create PNB evaluation tool, Nia Biediako and Lydia Brazon.
Okay, great. Okay, that's great.
And one other thing. I'd like to work also with the org chart.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay. Who is that that was speaking?
Marcel.
Okay, thank you, Marcel.
So that's Marcel, Afia, and Andrea, right?
Correct.
All right.
Okay. Okie dokie. All righty, great. So we basically did number 9 right there. Okay, may we move on? Our next thing is setting a regular meeting date. Let me get to my calendar here. From polling you guys, it sounded like Friday was the preferred day for us. Am I correct?
As long as the meetings move along like this one, I don't see a problem.
Well, I could tell you, Teresa, that I do try to manage the meetings as tightly as possible. And so that, well, I'm just a cheer pro tem. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So what day should we choose here?
I'm good with Friday. This is Lydia.
Okay. I know Lydia likes Fridays. Afia likes Fridays. I didn't get to, Andrea likes Fridays. Marcel?
Yeah. It just concerns me which Friday, the first, the second, the third, you know, which Friday.
Okay, great. So let's get the day first, and then we'll decide which Friday. Okay, so we all agree that Friday is the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I hear a voice? Okay.
I want you to know I just love all these meetings.
Yeah. And they love you back. So no harm, no foul. What Friday, Marcel, since you spoke up first, what Friday?
Well, the second Friday, I'm already committed. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Okay, the rest of you ladies, which Friday would you? No preference?
I'm still reaching for my my calendar. Is there nothing on the Pacifica calendar on Friday?
Yes. I have the calendar up, but we have the day. No one likes Fridays. I mean, I don't like Friday too, but since I signed up for this, I'm willing to sacrifice.
Well, this
so,
Friday, This Friday that we're meeting on is the 2nd, but Marcel doesn't like those.
Okay.
What was the night that we picked for the PMB meeting?
The night that we picked for the, in, it was the 23rd, if my memory serves me correctly, but hold on, let me check. Yes, the 23rd, and that is the fourth Wednesday of every month. That's a Wednesday. But you like Fridays, Lydia, if my memory serves me correctly. You prefer Friday, correct?
I prefer Friday, but I'm trying to pick a week when we don't have too many meetings in that week.
Okay. That would be the fourth Wednesday, except for November and December. So, do we want to do the first Friday of the month?
First Friday. I'm fine with that.
Okay. The first Friday, everyone?
Okay.
Okay.
That is April the 7th.
The first Friday I'm sorry,
April the 8th.
The first Friday I have here is April 1st.
Well, you're right. April Fool.
Okay. Now, don't be fooled. We'll be here that day.
All right. At 8:30 p.m.
Right. So that will be, and I'll go in, Teresa, and I'll book that day. Okay. So that, and since we're going to be working within our little groups, you know, I don't want to burden folks too much. So when we come on April 1st, we should have enough work that we could go through on that day, from now on to April 1st. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, moving right along to the next thing is nomination of permanent chair and permanent secretary. So the floor is open for permanent chair.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I nominate Nia.
I second.
Because I'm ready.
Okay. Thank you. All right, we have so many seconds. Does anybody want to join in? Via Teresa? All righty. I accept. Any other nomination? Okay, hearing none. Okay. So thank you very much for your confidence and my acclamation. It is I. Okay. The next is secretary, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of competition. And the floor is open for nomination for secretary. Okay. Hello? I'd like to nominate Teresa.
Second.
Well, I tell you what, I'll do it this way. Okay. I will be happy to work very closely through Nia. But I must admit to you, everybody, I just can't have people throwing things at me by email left and right, because I won't be able to piece it together. Nia, if you can do the agenda, I'll be happy to do the minutes and send them out. But I would like everything that comes to me through Nia, if that's okay. Is that all right? You think that's fair?
Sure. Well, sounds good.
Okay, and
okay.
Nia, you're gonna schedule all the meetings on the calendar, right?
Yes, I'll do that. But
okay.
That's not a problem. And I'll do the agenda. That's fair. That's not a problem.
All right.
So are
you? Okay, I'll do it. I'll accept it.
Okay. Thank you so much. And so congratulations, Teresa. Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Our next. That's why I love working with women. My husband.
Be careful now. Be careful what you say.
I know. I'm not gonna lie. Not that I like working with men. I said I prefer. Okay. The next item is review action items, which I think we did already. So So do we need to recap those again? I don't think so. Not with all this brain thrust that we have right here. I don't think we do. So then, you know what, folks? Guess what time it is? It's adjournment time. Unless anybody would like
you.
To...
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And
okay.
I'll be sending the minutes out in the next 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Nia.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Nia, are you going to set up a listserv for personnel or not?
There is one. It's a Google's group. I have to work with Bill Crozier because he set me up as a moderator. I have to go in and do that. So I will talk with Bill and get that going.
All right, well, do you want me to send these minutes to the whole, just to this group then, just to the six people who were here?
Yes, until I get the group, because Bill was having a problem with the Google's group. Mm-hmm. So when we get that straightened out, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, well, I'm going to send them out. Do you want me to CC minutes to Arlene?
No, we don't need to do that.
Okay, all right.
No.
All right.
Just within the group, and then I need to get it to Otis so he could put it. Actually, if you want to send it to Otis so he could, after they've been approved,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you could send them to Otis so he could post them.
Okay.
But all that's right. after they're approved.
All right.
Okay.
We'll
all right. Thank you.
All right.
Good
thank
night.
You. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.